Welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Abby Smith, and I'm a missionary here at Damascus, where we are working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. This morning, we will be reflecting on the Gospel of John, chapter 20, verses 1 through 2 and 11 through 18. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. On the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb early in the morning while it was still dark and saw the stone removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved and told them, "They've taken the Lord from the tomb and we don't know where they put him." Mary stayed outside the tomb weeping, and as she wept, she bent over into the tomb and saw two angels in white sitting there, one at the head and one at the feet, where the body of Jesus had been. Then they said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken my Lord, and I don't know where they laid him." And when she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus there, but did not know it was Jesus. And Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" She thought it was the gardener and said to him, "Sir, if you carried him away, tell me where you laid him, and I will take him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." And she turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Stop holding on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and tell them, I am going to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord," and then reported what he told her. Today, the church celebrates the feast of an incredible saint and follower of Jesus, right? Mary Magdalene. And in the gospel, we hear about the moment that she encounters the risen Jesus. We can only imagine what this moment would have been like. And in order to fully appreciate it, we have to remember the context, right? So what's happening here? Well, Mary returns to the tomb of Jesus 3 days after watching him be brutally beaten and hung on a cross, and after witnessing firsthand from the foot of the cross his death. This is a woman who, like so many of Jesus' followers, was living an incredibly different life before she met Jesus. Her first encounter with him was when he healed her body of 7 demons, right? And Mary quickly became one of Jesus' most loyal followers and disciples after that. This is a woman who truly loves Jesus more than anything, and she's placed all of her hope in him. And what the Lord wants to speak to us this morning is about Mary's hope. We can only imagine the weight of hopelessness that could have settled over her as she watched the man who was her hope be killed. We can only imagine the weight of those 3 days and the uncertainty that they contained for her, and the confusion of not knowing how to move forward or what comes next. In this passage, we find Mary in a situation that looks pretty hopeless, right? And maybe we can relate to that. It's no secret that there's been a lot of uncertainty and confusion and maybe even some weight in our own lives over the past few months. Maybe some of us find ourselves this morning feeling a little bit like Mary, kneeling at the open tomb. Maybe we're not sure how to move forward or where to look for our hope. But what's really beautiful about Mary's hope is that it's not rooted in the outcome. It's not rooted in the circumstance, but it's rooted in the person of Jesus. We see that from the cross to the open tomb, and I imagine every moment in between, Mary continues to show up. She continues to show this hope in Jesus. She enters into the process of grief, and she lets herself weep and to feel, but she continues to show up and do the next thing that's in front of her. She chooses to follow Jesus even when she can't see him, all the way up to the moment that he returns again and his victory is made so clear in her life. And God, this morning, he's asking us to respond to his love in the same way that Mary did. That in the places that look maybe a little hopeless, we would continue showing up and looking for Jesus there. That our hope would be rooted in the person of Jesus, who's victorious over death, instead of the outcome that we want or the ideal situation we are hoping for. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Jesus, we thank you so much for the gift of Mary Magdalene, for her life, for the example that she gives to us and what it looks like to place our hope in you every moment of every day. Jesus, I pray that in the heart of every listener right now, you would show them the situations and the places that you're calling them to have greater hope in you. And I pray that you would fill them with your hope this morning. Friends, today, let's choose to place our hope in Jesus and see the joy that he has for us there. This has been a reflection on John chapter 20, verses 1 through 2 and 11 through 18. Again, my name is Abby Smith, and to learn more about Damascus and the program and events offered here, visit damascus.net. Thank you so much and have an amazing day.